The Gemara in Daf Lamigiv Amud Aleph brings down a machlokes tanaim if nashim are simchas mishus or not. In other words, can nashim do smicha on a carbon even though they're pater from the mitzvah of smicha? And the Rishonim understand that this is really a global machlokes. Are nashim allowed to do a mitzvah that they're pater from because it's man grama? Is that a problem of Baal Taisif or not? And that is a machlokes tanaim. Taisif speaks out over here, the big Taisif on the top of the Amud, that Rabbi Natan says that we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, that nashim are semchus v'shus, which means nashim could do mitzvah cessation as man grama, even though they're pater, and there's no problem about taisif. And that's how he passes as the nashim are able to do a mitzvah cessation as man grama. And then taisif goes on to say, not only could they do the mitzvah, but they're even able to make a bracha on the mitzvah. Meaning one would have thought that maybe they can't make a bracha, they can't say v'tzivanu, they're pater from it, so you could do it, fine, but how can you make a bracha? But taisif says they could even make a bracha on a mitzvah cessation as man grama, even though they're pater from the mitzvah. And Taisus brings a raya, Gevalachi raya, because it says we know that according to Buda, Summa is pater from the mitzvah, so Summa is pater from all mitzvahs. And Rav Yosef in the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Zayin, said that if anybody tells me that we pass on like Rav Yehuda, Summa is pater from the mitzvahs, I would make a yomtiv, I'd be very happy. Why? Because Rav Yosef was a Summa, and he's an Einu Mitzvah Va'aisa, and now he's pater, and he does it even though he's pater, he'll be very happy that he'll get more schar for doing the mitzvahs, even though he's pater, because Summa is pater from the mitzvahs. So for Taisus, he says, if it's true that every time you're pater from something and you do it, so you can do it, but you're not allowed to make a bracha, so that would mean that on the tzad, summa is pater min ha-mitzvahs. So it's true if Yosef might be able to do the mitzvah, but he's not going to be able to make the bracha. So he's not going to be able to make the bracha, then why was he so happy? He's losing out on so many brachas. He can't make a bracha on tzitzis and lulav and tefillin and megillah and Chanukah, sukkah, havdalah, kiddush, brachas kriya shema, shachas varvis. All the brachas he's going to lose out. So Rav Yosef is saying, I'll be happy that Tzumas Pater Min HaMitzvahs, because then I'm an Einu Mitzvah V'Aisa, and I'll get more schar. But can I get that you're losing so many beautiful mitzvahs and making brachas, the chiyuv of all the brachas and mitzvahs, which M'chiv did Umid Arbanan, you're going to lose all those brachas. So why would Rav Yosef be so happy? So from the fact that Rav Yosef was happy to hear that a Tzumas Pater Min HaMitzvahs, Zaktaisis, that would be a raya that a Summa could make a bracha, even though it's pater min ha-mitzvah. So you can make a bracha on something that you're pater from. You could say v'tzivanu, and huadin and isha can also make a bracha, even though she's pater, and that would be a raya to Rabbeinu Tam that nashim can make a bracha on mitzvah sasei shazman grama. That's a beautiful raya. Taisus brings some suma. But then Taisus goes on to say that maybe the raya is not such a good raya. Maybe it could be mechalik between a suma and a isha, because at the end of the day, a suma, even though he's pater min ha-mitzvah, midaraisa, but midarabanan, he is mechayv ha-mitzvah. Taisus and Bechadish, that midarabanan, they're mechayv ha-suma to keep all the mitzvahs. He shouldn't look like a guy, so he's mechayv ha-mitzvah midarabanan. Mashenkin and Isha is not mechayv ha-mitzvah sasation as on grama, even midarabanan, she's pater lagamri. So maybe, and a chinami, you have a good raya from the Gemara that a suma makes brachas, or else Yosef wouldn't be happy, but he's only able to make brachas because he's mechayv in mitzvah midarabanan. So if he's mechayv midarabanan, he can make a bracha. But an Isha is not mechayv, even midarabanan, perhaps she can't make a bracha, so maybe there's no raya from an isha, from a suma to an isha. That's what Taisus comes out at a certain point in Taisus. Now, on this, that Taisus says that a suma is chayav in mitzvahs midrabanan, Bikiveger asks the Peldik Akasha, effective Bikiveger, how could you say this? How is it possible to say that a suma is chayav in mitzvahs midrabanan if he's pater min ha-Torah? The only reason why we're mechayv to keep the rabbanans is because of the law of Leisasser. There's a law in the Torah of Leisasser, Leisasser Mechal Sherucha, we have to listen to the Chachamim. But if a suma is pater min ha-mitzvahs midaraisa, he doesn't have to keep any mitzvahs, and he doesn't have to keep Leisasser either. So there's nothing being mechayv him to listen to the Chachamim. There's nothing being mechayv him to keep the rabbanans. So what does it mean that Chachamim were mechayv him in mitzvahs midivrayim? He's not mechayv to listen to the Chachamim. He doesn't have a law of Leisasser. So he's pater midaraisa, he should be pater midarabanan. It's impossible to be mechayev a suma in anything midarabanan because he doesn't have the lav of loisasser. As a fact of Mikveger on Taisus. And Mikveger answers, he says, you see from here, gvaldiki yasar, gvaldiki chidish. You see from here that this, so we say that a suma is pater min ha-mitzvahs, it only means that he's pater from mitzvah saseh. It's a p'tur, he doesn't have to do mitzvah saseh, but from lavin, that we never see. No one ever said that a suma is pater min ha-lavin, a suma is chayev in lavin like anybody else, and therefore he's chayev in the lav of loisasser. And being that he's chayim the lav of lesasser, he's mechayiv to listen to the chachamim who are mechayivim to keep mitzvahs. That is l'chayiv we see from Taisus, so the suma is mechayiv in lav and midaraisa. But l'chayiv l'fi this, it comes out of Peldik Akasha, l'chayiv from Taisus itself, on Rabbi Kiveger, comes out of Stir Menei Ubei. Because if you tell me, like Rabbi Kiveger saying that a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs chayav in lavim midaraisa. So that would mean that lachar suma is chayav in the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara says that women are chayav in the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos, even though kiddush is a mitzvah aseh shazan grama. Nashim should be potter, but we have a hekesh iskish zacher l'shamer kosheish and b'shamer yishon b'zacher. Anyone who's chayav in the lavim of Shabbos is chayav in the aseh of Shabbos, and therefore women who are chayav in the lavim of Shabbos are chayav in the aseh of Shabbos, meaning kiddush, even though misoar they should have been potter because it's man grama. So l'chayra, if Rabbi Kvega is correct that a suma is chayav in lavin midaraisa, so it would follow that it's chayav in kiddush and Shabbos as well, because that hekesh of kosh yeshu b'zachar yeshu b'shamer yeshu b'shamer yeshu b'zachar would apply to him as well, just like in Nisha. And if a suma is chayav in the lavin of Shabbos, it's chayav in the asay of kiddush of Shabbos as well, because of the hekesh of iskish zachar l'shamer. Rabbi Kvega himself actually speaks this out in his chidushim on Shulchan Aruch and Yerideas and Aleph and Sif Tes. He says, "Beferish lefi what he proved that assume is chayv and lavin, who then is chayv and kiddush ayin because iskish zacher l'shama." So if that's the case, then it comes out that this is a stira to what Taisa said in the beginning. When Taisa said in the beginning, when he proved that assume makes a bracha, because if not, why was Rabbi Yosef happy? He's losing out all these brachas. So Taisa had a whole long list of brachas that Rabbi Yosef would be losing out on because he's a suma. And one of the brachas that he mentions is kiddush ayin. He says he's going to lose out on tefillin, megillah, nechanukah, sukkah, havdalah, but kiddush ayin won't be able to make kiddush. So from the fact that he's able to make kiddush azarai, then he makes a brachas. Now, if Rabbi Kvega is correct, the Tosis holds that his sum is chayim lavim deraisa, and therefore he's chayim kiddush ayayim in atara, then what does Tosis mean? He's going to lose out on kiddush ayayim. He's not going to lose out on kiddush ayayim because no one ever suggested that a suma is pata from kiddush ayayim. Kiddush ayayim is different because it's chayim lavim, and mele is chayim kiddush because shomer is iskish lezachar. So about his chayim kiddush ayayim. So from the fact that Tosis says that a suma is pater from kiddush ayayim, if not for the fact that he can make a bracha on something he's pater from, l'chayr is a raya that Taisus held that a suma is pater min alavin, and that would be a steer to what Rabbi Kvega is being medayik from the end of Taisus, that a suma is chayv in lavin, because if he's not chayv in lavin, how can he chayv in mitzvahs midevarim midarabanan? So l'chayr there's a steer in Taisus mei'bei l'fi Rabbi Kvega, and on the one hand he's saying it's chayv in mitzvahs midarabanan, which tells us it's chayv in the lav of l'sasser. But on the other hand, he says he's pater from kiddush ayayim. If he's chayv in lavim, he should be chayv in kiddush. These two things don't seem to shtim in Taisus. So lulei divrei Rabbi Kvega, you could learn that maybe there's no raya from Taisus that a suma is chayv in lavim. Lailam is pater even from lavim, like the shita sanai Rabbi Yehuda taka that a suma is pater even from lavim. So how could he be mechayv in mitzvahs midivrei if he doesn't have the lavim l'sasser? So there's another way of learning that. Rebbe Gazovsky in his chidushim on sukkah and Rav Elchanan say a similar idea that it's not the pshat that you have to be mitzvah in the lav of l'sasser in order to be chayav in mitzvahs midivrayim. L'sasser is sort of a gilui that the chacham have a kayach to make takanis. L'asu mishmeres u'mishmarti, they can be misakin takanis. And once we know that's what's an Hashem, that the chacham make takanis, so it's mistaber, it's a svara that assume it has to keep it. Not because it's mitzvah in l'sasser. The l'sasser is not a lav that's mechayav you to do it. That's a gilui that they can make takanis. And once they have that kayach, it would follow that a suma is mechayav to keep it as well. That's how Reuven Grzowski understands the chiyuv of suma and mitzvahs midivrayim. So b'meila there would be no raya from Taisus that a suma is chayav in lavin. Lailam can be pater from lavin. Afal pichin is chayav in derabanans. And therefore Taisus says that a suma taka would be pater from kiddush, and from the fact that he can make a bracha on kiddush is a raya that he can make a bracha on something even though he's pater from it. So that's how you could learn lulei Rabbi Kvega. But Lefi Rabbi Kvega understands that Taisus is saying that a suma is chayav in lavin. So then it's taka very shver. How could Taisus say in the beginning that a suma is pater from kiddush? L'chayr should be chayav in kiddush because of the hekesh from Shamar to Zachar, Zachar to Shamar, L'chayr that's Ha'ar on Rabbi Kvega, that you see from the beginning of Taisus that a suma L'chayr is pater from Lavin. If anyone has a mahalach how to work out the beginning of Taisus L'chayr Rabbi Kvega, I would love to hear.